I am Camille Johnson, and this is Finding the Floor. Stories and reflections of midlife motherhood, family, and finding meaning in it all. Join me as I share a little piece of my life and figure out what I want to be when I grow up. Hey everyone, welcome to Finding the Floor. This is episode 176. And today, I'm going to give a little bit of an Easter message about the hope of the resurrection. And wow, it has been quite a week, you guys. Well, last weekend, my daughter was in a show, Seussical, and we also had state conference. And then this week, many of you know that I live in Cleveland. We're 15 minutes from Kirtland. My husband is the stake president of the Kirtland Stake. And this week, the church, who now has ownership of the Kirtland Temple, reopened the Kirtland Temple. So it was closed for just about two and a half, three weeks. And so there was like this big opening. We were able to go to like the first tour of the day. And there's just been a lot of news people here. It's kind of funny from Utah because a lot of people don't even understand what the significance of that temple is. And anyway, it's just been an awesome and exhausting week. And if you want to come out and see the Kirtland Temple and the new Joseph and Emma Smith home that opened last August. And we had a visiting authority come out, and Carl Anderson, who has been the historian and done so much research about this area. And it was just this full week. And I was like, oh my gosh, who would have thought that all this would happen when my husband was a stake president? I just think it's funny because I didn't want him to be the stake president. Then all this crazy stuff happened. So we're kind of right in the middle of it. We get invited to all these things, which is fun, but also can be a bit tiring. But I'm so, so grateful for it. It's been fun to feel the spirit of that wonderful temple. Okay, so today I was thinking, all right, I'm going to do my Easter message. I like to share an Easter message every year, and this will come out obviously on Good Friday. And I was just thinking about the resurrection. I've been studying about it a little bit this week, and particularly just about the gift that it is, that we will all be resurrected. And so on Tuesday, I was substitute teaching, and it was a super easy assignment. I got to remember this guy because he helps the students who are, I guess, behind on some credits, and so they need to take some online classes. And so he's there to just monitor and help them through these online classes. So while a substitute's there, they just are supposed to log in and take their class. So I had a little bit of time, extra time, to study about this, because a lot of times when I sub in the morning, I don't have a ton of time to do my scripture study because I have to be there at like 7:15. So everyone's kind of just quiet and on their computers. And so I just am studying some of the suggested reading from this week's Come Follow Me about the resurrection, and was just struck by a couple things. And I was just noticing a few things that I just thought were cool. One thing is a truth that maybe not everyone is aware of, but I hope you are if you believe in Christ, that all of us will be resurrected because Christ was resurrected. And we will be reunited with our bodies after we die. It is a gift for all of us, no matter what we believe, even if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, that we will all get to be reunited with our bodies and be immortal and live forever. Now, all of us may not live forever with God and Jesus Christ, but we will all live forever. And I was just thinking of how much hope that is. It's not as scary. And as the students kind of were coming in and out of my class, I was just thinking about many of them may not be aware of this special gift that they've been given. And it's just a gift that is a blessing that they have because they're here in this world. And so then I was thinking about the plan of happiness, or the plan of salvation, as it can be called, or a plan of redemption. It's called a bunch of different things. I believe it, and it is a doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And it is this, that before we came to this earth, we lived with our heavenly parents, and we were presented with a plan. And that plan was to come to the earth and receive a body and have agency to choose. And all of us who are on the earth today, or who have been on the earth, chose that plan to follow Jesus Christ. Even if we come to this earth and we don't even remember that, that is something that we did. We all who came to this earth, or who have come to this earth, chose to follow Jesus Christ. And part of that plan included Christ coming to the earth and atoning for our sins, and then being resurrected, overcoming both sin and death. And as these students, throughout the day, as I was kind of just contemplating this and thinking, you know, everybody here at this school, even if they're sometimes so annoying or swear all the time, they all made a choice before they came to this earth. They don't remember, some of them may remember, but they wanted to choose to come to this earth and to receive a body and to have the opportunity to grow and to choose for themselves, to have this agency. And I think because of that initial choice that we chose to come to this earth, that is a gift we are given by our Heavenly Father, that we will all be resurrected and be reunited with our bodies. Maybe that's just, I don't know if that's a doctrine. Because of that choice, we get to be resurrected. But because we chose to come and get a body, we will be reunited with that body, which also means that our family and friends who have come to the earth, who we love, who we miss, who are not here anymore, will also be resurrected one day, and we will be able to see them again. What a fabulous blessing of hope that this resurrection means for us. So one set of scriptures I found that I really liked was in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22, and then 25 through 26. It reads, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in all Adam die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." And I just love, think about the words, like all, everyone on this earth, okay? "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." So I think sometimes we can be so afraid of death and dying, and sometimes we forget about the hope of the resurrection and to remember that hope. Because there are probably many of you who have lost people, even maybe you think about your grandparents who you miss having on this earth, and you will get to see them again. There's so many people that, you know, I wish I could have known better, like my ancestors, that I will be able to see again. It's such a wonderful blessing. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. I think it's interesting that when Christ came, the time he came, the people at that time were looking for a Messiah to overcome their enemy. And at that time, their enemy was Rome. And they thought, if he overcomes the enemy, Rome, we will be okay. But what they didn't realize is he was overcoming an ultimate enemy, which no one can overcome. We all will experience death, but he has overcome death. And so we just don't need to be afraid. And then I love this quote that I found by President Nelson. "Death is a necessary component of our eternal existence. No one knows when it will come, but it is essential to God's great plan of happiness. Thanks to the atonement of the Lord, eventual resurrection is a reality, and eternal life is a possibility for all humankind." Eventual resurrection is a reality. We will be restored to our bodies. I just think that is such a wonderful, amazing gift. Okay, then another great scripture. This is from the Book of Mormon in 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 8, then 10, and then 12. And it reads, "Oh, the wisdom of God, his mercy and grace, For behold, if the flesh should rise no more, our spirits must become subject to that angel who fell from before the presence of the eternal God and become the devil to rise no more. Oh, how great the goodness of our God, who prepareth a way for our escape from the grasp of this awful monster, yea, the monster death and hell, which I call the death of the body and also the death of the spirit. And this death of which I have spoken, which is the spiritual death, shall deliver up its dead, which spiritual death is hell. Wherefore death and hell must deliver up their dead, and hell must deliver up its captive spirits, and the grave must deliver up its captive bodies, and the bodies and the spirits of men will be restored one to the other. And it is by the power of the resurrection of the Holy One of Israel. Isn't that just an amazing blessing that we have to be promised that we will be restored? Now, as we think about Easter and all the many things we can be grateful for, there's so many additional things that Jesus Christ's atonement enables us to do. And today I just was thinking about this one small aspect, which doesn't seem very small at all, but can provide us such great hope that the whole world, whoever has come to the earth, gets to be reunited with our bodies again. And I think it's interesting that sometimes we have this maybe weird relationship with appreciating our bodies. And I think that is due to just this worldly notion of the purpose of our bodies. And I might get into that in another podcast because this one's just going to be kind of short. But I was just thinking about how we can appreciate that all the things our bodies can do for us, and that we get to choose to do all these things, and that eventually after we die, we will be able to be resurrected with a perfect body. And it's interesting to think about that Christ, when he was resurrected, he chose to keep the marks in his hands and in his feet and in his side to show us who he was, that he truly died for us and overcame both our sins and death. He conquered all the enemies that we really have those deep fears about, our sins and death, the things that we can't really overcome by ourselves. That is what Christ has done. He's overcome that for us. And what a great gift that is, that we too will be resurrected with perfect bodies. And some people who come to this earth with imperfect bodies or bodies that don't work as well, they will all be restored to a perfect frame. I just think it's a blessing that we can think about the hope of the resurrection and its great power to help us. And guys, I'm just grateful that we have this wonderful promise. And beyond that, even if you don't choose to believe in Jesus Christ, I recommend that you choose to believe in Jesus Christ, or even start to have a desire to believe. For you did once. That's why you're here on this earth, because you believed in our Heavenly Father's plan to come to this earth, and you believed in Jesus Christ before we came. That's why you're here, and I'm sure you can do it again. So guys, have an awesome weekend with your family as you celebrate the blessing of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All right, have a great week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, come by findingthefloor.com, where I will have show notes and links for anything I've mentioned today. Special thanks to Seth Johnson for creating and performing the theme music. Come back next week, and thanks for listening.